And that was what number?
What's the...
What?
Purchased for $82,000. It's one on the, you know, that.
It's on this list?
Huh? It's on this list?
It's a guy we talked to, the fact we
talked to him on the phone this morning.
Okay, right.
I asked him to.
It wasn't on this list. I'm sorry. I was going to do. You're right.
Or yours to scratch off.
You may.
Did he fax an appraisal in? I'd sure like to see part of
that. That's Dr. Rose is Dr. reviewing.
Shows the appraisal at $82,000. We have a $94,000 on it.
Where do we have that? What number?
He used three other comparables on Dixon Circle.
Six.
That ranged from sales price of $86,500 to $80,000, and he adjusted them all to come out between 84 and 86, so he gave the subject property an $85,000. Those were all sales. Let me see what the comparables are as far as the dates of the sales.
I would make a recommendation to this board on the certified appraisal to set the value at what a professional set it at. That's what we've asked all taxpayers to do.
I haven't seen the appraisal. Is that what it says?
It's $85,000.
What BOE number is that again?
09236.
09236, right? Or 0735.
No, 35. 070935.
Gotcha.
85,000.
That's the Dixon Circle. I'll make a motion to go to 85,000.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Is that what the appraisal was?
Yes, sir.
85,000. All
right. Can I, just to be, when they do this appraisal and they have comparables, they put a value with those comps, correct?
Right.
Could I see what we did comp-wise to what they...
Right. The only thing I would ask you not to get into is we have taken that as a median and a mean to establish our multiplier, and yes, there is highs and lows.
Okay.
And for us to try to determine those highs and lows just off the sales price, which he provided, if we'd have used that, we'd been setting this at $80,000.
Right.
As you can see, an appraisal changes the true value of something.
Okay.
And I don't mind, yeah, I'd like to see myself.
Can you pull up the address of 118 Dixon Circle? That was, yeah, 118 Dixon Circle.
The property, this is property's at 151 Dixon Circle.
Isn't 111 a Fox Point in the same area?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be good to take that up?
Or? Well, I'm trying to see what this is here.
Okay.
There's several at that.
Unit, Circle D. Look at Circle D on the right, Jim, right there. To the right, way to the right. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Pull that one up. Okay.
14,450.
We're 76,044.
Yeah, and this is 82. 82, so.
Okay. So, see, I mean, that's how we do that. And unless they bring in a specific appraisal, we're...
Yeah, I mean...
So...
Basically,
it says you're on.
Yeah, it says he's on. He's basically lower than what the appraisal was.
Right. About $6,000 under.
So,
right.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And so far, that's been consistent with the appraisals that's been brought in.
If you pulled that particular property and did an appraisal on it, he would pull comparables to show that that value is correct.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to tell you. Appraisal. Takes comparables and tries to establish the value. A sale a year old has to have so many adjustments to it that...
you're about 92% on the comparable.
Right, okay. 92% on the comparable. Where do I need to put this into the record for sure, I suppose?
roll them, Dr. Rose.
Dr. Rose, we're to a point where we have nothing going till 1 o'clock. If you want to talk about condos, or you want to talk about classification from yesterday.
I would think that we would want to go a little bit longer and get started on some of this stuff so that we don't go till midnight.
Just let you know, you said that was a tie and you wanted to wait until Jim Strong came back.
Which BOE number is that?
07012.
Emerald Point?
It says...
Emerald Point.
Emerald Point.
Lot 91.
I don't see it in here.
Hater.
BOE 070112?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
About a third of the way down, the pattern.
So you have it on the books for $75,000.
It's just a lot.
Right. He says it's $75,000.
What's his argument?
What's the argument?
And he purchased it for
$109,000. But the assessed value or appraised value on the books shows what he's saying it is.
Why did we have a tie on
that? Was somebody trying to raise it up? What was the motion that tied?
The motion to deny.
And it tied?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And what were we denying? What was he requesting?
$75,000. It's on the books for $75,000.
That's what he's showing as opinion of market value.
Oh, I think we looked at that as it was...
Did they not?
I think limited access, there's no access or something on that property.
So he was asking for less than 75?
No, he was asking for 75.
And it is a 75.
I don't recall if he said anything else while he was here.
I don't either. But
I made the motion to deny it. Didn't that show that?
Yes, you made a motion to deny and Dave Oliphant seconded it and it tied even. Who did you? And as Pell said nay and Dr. Rose said nay.
But is that landlocked?
No. It comes out on the cul-de-sac. See that little half-pie-looking shape is on a cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay.
Is he one that talked about the road? Yeah, it's just rock, not any access to it, maybe.
But his request is what he requested.
Yeah, he may have changed it on the phone. I don't know.
Seems like
it. But he paid $109,900 for the thing.
Went down to 75.
Now, his price did increase. The value, his value did increase.
I think that's what he was objecting to, is the increase. I think that what he wrote over here was his opinion of value was actually supposed to be what it went up to, I think, or something, if I remember right.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure.
Can you just scroll around to that? Either side, Jim?
I think they're all the same price.
Yeah, they're all the same price. Isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what the denial was about.
Do we need to revote, or? I mean, are you going to let Jim make a motion?
I move that we deny, based on the fact that it's the same value he's requesting.
You vote too? Or you just vote? Do you want to vote on the other?
No, it's tied. It goes starts over again.
Yeah, it starts over again.
Okay.
So I need a second.
Oh, I second. I made the first motion to deny.
I'll change by this time because I don't know. Something.
Aye.
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 I'll stick with opposing.
You're still going to oppose, but you don't know why.
No, I'm just feel sure that it's just an unbuildable lot, and to have it valued.
But he only asked for 75.
Well, I don't know what you may have said on the phone.
Dr. Rose, I'd like to give a report to this board on earlier work we did.
Okay.
Take me just 1 minute. 13 houses out of 19 in Woodbridge were foreclosed on as of January 1. Every lot out of 42 but 9 was foreclosed on. So foreclosure...
31 lots and...
Yeah, the bank owns most of the stuff in there.
13 houses out of 19 foreclosed.
Wow. Is that one bank?
We've treated that fairly, I believe.
That one bank is owned on and all?
Definitely have an effect on the market value.
Foreclosure market in that neighborhood is the appraisal in that neighborhood.
I mean, in fact, actually, we're high on them. You know,
yeah.
Actually, I mean.
True, unless they receive that stimulus money.
Yeah.
185 to 190 would have been a lot more in line with.
We also have, Donna, do you have anything on the 070118? It's Emerald Point. Is that a condo?
Yes.
That is?
Tower at Emerald Point.
That's a condo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's start in on some of them condos. If we
let's do an easy one, if there's such an easy one.
Well, let's do the Hicks one. Let's do the Hicks one. It's an easy one. It's
Hicks.
Less money than...
Which one is that?
He was the guy that came in. I think he was in a wheelchair. He used to work for the assessor.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. I haven't got my...
70111.
Yes.
That one was on a Fox Point.
Yeah.
The one that wanted to know who y'all were.
That was Fox Point.
Yeah. Did we have a tie on that one?
I don't think. I thought we turned that down.
Danny Strahan made a motion to deny, died for lack of a second, no payable, offer a second at that corner.
11140.
To do what now?
There was a motion to deny, and died for a lack of a second, and Chuck Phil made a motion to table.
Okay. Let's see.
So what's the number?
070111.
Okay.
But these are all condos. Are we, gentlemen? Does someone have a? I've heard discussions of a wide range solution or a suggestion. Why waste time on this if it's going to be overruled with another proposal?
My motion is going to be that all, not having to do with condos, just all property that was raised more than 25% be stopped and limited at 25%, no matter what the raise was. Anything that was less than 25% be at whatever it was appraised at, and all decisions made under the BOE on individual properties be excluded from that. So the things that we've talked about here had special circumstances or appealed for different reasons, and we've addressed those.
This would go back to some, though, that, in other words, they did have over, say, 50%.
So this
would still cap it at 25.
Only the 15,000 that were increased by the assessor we're talking about, right?
Anybody who experienced an increase?
Anybody that had an increase, experienced an increase of more than 25%, that it be rolled back to 25% increase.
Okay, so can I ask you a few questions on that?
Sure.
Okay. So what do you do next year then?
I think it gives a year to try to find where the problems are.
But it's a non-assessed year, though.
And I would hope that when the state comes in, whether they do a mass deal or whether they do another pulling of it, that we get some more guideline from that, that then we can go up again. In 2011.
So yours is 25%, limit the gain to 25%, omits the what's come before us.
Right.
And anything less than 25, what about new construction? What about...
Now this would, I'm sorry, that anything that was not... like new construction or additions of, on the house or anything like that. I'm talking about just where there was no changes to any property.
Okay.
That it just went up in value, that it'd be limited. So, naturally any new construction that was put on.
Give a warning to somebody.
No, I just want to understand. You have a...
Yes, my understanding, given a statement that was made several times, just with an overabundance of caution for you gentlemen, one person, the chairperson, has said many times that he'd get a 42% increase. And if he voted on such a motion, he'd be voting to reduce his assessment down to only a cap of 25%, and he should avoid voting on that unless his property is separated out and the other
it's individual. Voted separately.
So if any of you have a similar situation, you need to be cognizant of it.
Did anyone else have a 42%, above 25% increase on your own property? I don't disagree with what you said, Bob, at all.
Well, we can just deal with that separately. Will you have abstained? If that's what the recommendations were.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Jim?
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
You asked the question about 2011. You don't feel like that there will be a possible reassessment type of situation for 2011 because of our contract?
Well, no, I guess my question is, this is one of the thoughts, and I don't want to shoot holes. I'm just trying to understand. One of the thoughts is if we limited it that, then what I perceive is that if there was a ratio study done, we would be a lot of violations, and it would make it look really bad. We would basically be forfeiting possibly
0809 monies.
0809 monies, possibly. Unless in the motion or whoever's motion, we have some provision of there'll be another increase of 25% for those that were raised 50%. The additional increase is the next year, which is basically the BOE's then saying we're going to reassess in an odd year, a non-assessment year.
I don't think we can assess in an even-numbered year, only in an odd-numbered year, and you can't change the value from the odd-numbered year to the even-numbered year. But I understand. I asked the State Tax Commission if there's any way we could phase in, and they said they could certainly work to do that when they came down. But you'd have to phase in 2011 to do it legally. I mean, I suppose you could use the phase-in language.
Well, if they want to phase in after we've already done 25%, and they come in and want to phase in some more, then they have the right to do that, I guess, even in without it being an odd-numbered year. So
but
that,
I think
that means that this could still be adjusted when they come in, maybe for 2010.
I agree, but I think what Jim is arguing is that if we do this, we may be forfeiting our 0809 monies by keeping condos down artificially from their true market value.
Well, we're
to
not
try to be fair.
Classifying condos.
I understand. I understand.
And
but
it's a what? I
but when they pull
what
those, when they pull those, it could hurt the compliance issue and possibly sacrifice the 0809 monies. And all Jim is saying is, shouldn't we put in some language to say why we're doing it, to show that we're trying to comply, like we're phasing in. This is, you know.
And I'm sure you both have gentlemen have proposals. I just want to make sure that's something we think about as we talk about this.
What are you talking about classification of condos, Dave? That's a big concern to me.
No, he's not saying that. He's just saying any increase.
Any property.
He's not classifying condos residential lots.
I'm not talking condos.
Okay, and I apologize for using the word condos.
I'm going to use the word condos.
Because some of those took 60 and 70% increases, but I got a letter changing their classification in which they are commercial. Are you going to take those, revert them back to 25% increase, then take them to commercial?
They got a double hit, and now are you taking the double hit off?
Right, because they went from residential to commercial, and I'm not talking one or two guys, you know that. Lots of them.
Well, if we take the assessed, I mean the appraised value mm-hmm. of the property, and limit that to 25%, then if one came in at and changed also from residential to commercial, or commercial back to residential, then that be affected on whatever the appraised price.
Yeah, that would affect. Because once they're moved over to commercial, they're going to pay more taxes.
We do that on a yearly basis, though, guys. Probably 30% of those that went on this year was not on last year. And when the letter comes in, we do it.
I had the same idea.
But it would be on the
and
percentage-wise,
I won't be voting on it anyway unless you get above 40. But we're talking about changing the assessed valuation. If their assessed valuation... If the appraised value went up by over 25%, then it'd be lowered back to that point. Now, their classification,
What about all the ones that you've approved?
Just let you know, that would be approximately 3,327 parcels that we're talking about.
That were raised over
25%? That were raised 25%, over 25% this year.
3,000?
3,327 is what I have. I have a report.
What's the median increase? I mean, how much money are we talking about?
I can give you that number if you want. It'd take me a few minutes to get that calculation, but... it'd be significant.
Jim, last year we, at the State Tax Commission level, they wanted to raise 30 to 35%, and we screamed at it. Mr. Pendleton's the only one that had any, tried to make a dealings with them for 15% per year.
And I wasn't trying, you keep saying that, I wasn't trying to deal for 15. The discussion was giving them, saying that we would submit to their demand. Didn't have anything to do with the percentage. Had to do with James agreeing to submit to their ordering him to do whatever.
What do you say to the people that we have at perfect market value, but we're not willing to take the ones that we have found being a mistake to perfect market value to match them?
The fair way would be to raise up those residential that aren't high enough and equalize that way. But I don't think anybody wants to do that.
Since you opened that discussion, I did run a report to see who hasn't raised up, you know, compared to the others. And we're talking thousands and thousands of it would be, if we went that direction, we'd be raising thousands and thousands of parcels to... if we were trying to equalize that way, and then all of a sudden...
What period of time are you looking at that has not been raised?
Well, you tell me. I've got multiple calculations. It depends on how much is...
That brings up interesting. I mean, if it has not been raised in the last two cycles or three cycles...
Is that raw land or land with structures? I mean, it really depends... Now, what my report doesn't have is the age of structures, and all, because there's depreciation. I mean, that's part of your job is that you can do depreciation. But
that wouldn't come into play, I think.
I mean, not on my documents, because right. I don't have the breakdown.
And it wouldn't need to be, because we're only dealing with the...
And I don't know if you want to go that granular that we could actually make a motion that actually the clerk's office could actually do.
The satisfaction of the increases is not going to come to anyone... when we look at taxes, and that's been a problem with this board ever since we started, is the increase in taxes. I did some work this morning, and I want to read you something.
All depends on where the levy goes based on the increases.
Just the arguments coming in, my taxes are this, my neighbor's taxes are this, we live in the same properties.
Just based on last year's levy.
Right. Branson, if you own an $80,000 condo, your taxes are... $713. Rockaway, if you own an $80,000 condo, your taxes are $818. Forsyth, if you own an $80,000 condo, your taxes are $848. Now, we get a lot of comparison. Hollister, if you own an $80,000 condo, your taxes are $812. So you're never going to get that consistency if we keep referring back to taxes. That's if the assessor is perfect on every one of these condos. The individuals are going to look at their tax bill and go, I live in the same condo here as in Hollister, and my taxes are hauled higher.
But I don't think that we have ever, anybody on this board has ever referred to taxes. I think it's been said many times when somebody says my taxes, and we say, well, we don't set the taxes, we deal with assessed or appraisal.
I think many times... individuals just says, I want to pay the same as my neighbor.
Well, individuals have, but we have tried to state that, you know, we don't set that rate.
The hardship, though, is based upon the taxes. I don't think anybody who came in here, if you told them, we're going to raise your value $100,000, but your taxes are going to stay the same, would have much of a problem with their taxes staying exactly where they were. It's the increase in the taxes that gets people to
complain about their assessment.
I just wanted to show the board what
really, you know, and I know in your mind you're wondering. But right there it is, and I know we have a lot of comparison from Hollister to Forsyth, same size units, and they're going to pay more taxes, well, no matter what this board does.
I don't think we have the time to do it, but I would not be opposed to looking at the properties that have not been raised for the last two or three cycles to saying maybe they ought to be raised a certain percent.
And then there's not any of those.
Huh?
There's not any of those, Dave.
Every property got raised
in 07 by 2 point, well, by raising the index by 2 point.
There's reports that say otherwise.
I mean, Jim just said there's thousands of properties that are
there,
that
there's
don't
reports
show
that say different. That's where I'm confused. I'm just saying that there's.
How could you raise the index
and not raise
the taxes?
Because it's a manual process.
I am also throwing in that if we were to look at that, and I know that's a overall, but we have to look at how much would it raise the overall tax base of the county, and then what would that do to the levy?
Make sure I clarify, based off the reports I've got. Now, there may be another report that I haven't been able to, but based off the report, there is properties here. But that's, I don't think that, the question is, and it all comes down to, what do we believe is, each person believes a certain thing about, is the values proper, you know, are they within 5%, are they within 10% of the assessed value or the appraised value? Everyone has a different opinion of that. I think that's where we have to just start at. We could try to bring down one subclass, if that's what we're talking about, but I'm telling you, if we raise anybody's, we have to send increase notices. And then we start over again, basically, on everyone we increase.
Well, frankly,
that's a pretty ugly situation. Right.
The reason I support this concept is that this would maybe mollify the state a bit as far as saying, yes, we are doing something, we are raising property values and trying to get closer.
I wouldn't be concerned with the state.
Let me finish. And at the same time, take care of the almost outrage. We missed all the fun last Monday, evidently, by not being here.
I've got plenty of phone calls, so I think I got a sampling.
But what do you say to John Doe? Was that 100%?
Just a minute. To me, this would give Jim like about a year and a half to start, you know, having some time to go through and check the evaluations and try to figure what he's going to do in 11, rather than all of a sudden I got a feeling that you had to kind of rush into it. To get in your figures, if you know it's going to have to go up the next time, it gives you the time to do it and the time
then
to carefully consider.
I would just,
we don't know what
let
the
me
next
say
cycle
something.
Is going
go ahead,
to
Dan.
Burn. It's
yeah,
going
go
to
ahead.
Probably come
yeah.
down.
Let me say something. We end up talking out of both sides of our mouth when we do that, because the big argument and the thing that comes up and the news media jumps all over it that we've lost $800,000 because we are going to do exactly what you guys are proposing, is because the facts are that the state tax commission is going to look for any excuse whatsoever to withhold our funding. Now, just because we raise it 30%, that's not going to be, they've already indicated in our meetings up there, that's not going to make any difference.
Well, I think, and I wanted to brag on Jim, because you said, we don't know. We don't know what the tax commission is going to do, if we do something or anything. We just don't know, unless somebody's got documents. Well, Bob, let me finish. Bob said he's heard two different things from the state, that they're going to send a bunch and they're not going to send a bunch. So I think we need to try to put that kind of thing behind us of what the state's going to do.
Right.
And we need to focus on equality.
Amen.
And fair market.
You betcha.
And fair market value. Wow.
That's a different discussion.
I know there's different ideas, but anyway, it's still nice.
Here's what we're talking about with this motion. I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm going to interrupt both of you. My house has been appraised by the state.
How much did it go
for
up?
For three cycles as being at 100% market value. Take my name off of it. You tell me that I've been paying at 100% market value for 10 years. But now you tell me that because somebody that had been paying at 60 over that same 10-year period is now raised to my level of 100%, and we should be doing something to jeopardize my taxation process. This is, works both ways, guys, and I want to be fair with all. You guys have told me I've been wrong and you've been paying too little over these years. Now that I've tried to correct it, nobody wants to look at it. I've been paying. What do you say to the people that paid 100% and they're there? Don't get me wrong. Everybody's given under the attitude that there's nobody out there paying at the right amount. Oh, no.
There's thousands.
Thousands and thousands paying at the right amount and have for 10 years. The folks that got raised was the ones that even declared maybe they wasn't paying enough that 10 years.
All I will just point out is I really think that as a board, we need to focus on what we feel is the right values. Don't be concerned, as one commissioner just speaking, don't be concerned what the state's going to do, because the state's going to do what they're going to do. It doesn't really matter, and that's a separate argument. So I would say this is stay focused to whatever your conviction is of what is right. Let's just stay focused to that.
I think that's right.
Not a truer statement.
Okay.
The state is going to do exactly what they're going
to
do.
If we raise everything the way they are and decided to raise residential, you know, that hadn't been raised in 5 or 6 years and raise those 20%, they could still come in and say you ain't right.
Because, so. I mean, there's the way they do it, the sampling. I mean, they could find 30 properties that aren't perfect because it's pretty hard to do 44,000 parcels perfect. But all I wanted to say is we just need to focus on whatever our conviction is of what is equal.
Very good example is the appraisals that we had from two different appraisers. We had James's appraisal, but those two appraisers were $100,000 off on a $350,000 and a $450,000 home. And they only have to do a limited amount of appraisal. Our assessor has to appraise 44,000 parcels per year. That's more than the rest of them will do in a lifetime.
Right.
So they get off $100,000, and everybody thinks that you just start to jump down somebody's throat, that it's somebody's fault, because everyone that is griping and complaining about their taxes makes mistakes too.
Sure.
And that's what this board's here to do, is to try to equalize and settle that to the most fair. I want everybody to pay their fair share. I pay my fair share of taxes, and I want everybody else to pay their fair share. And that's the way that 95% of the public looks at it, or maybe 99% of the public looks at it. Some people don't understand the process, so they then complain about their taxes because they don't understand the process. We set up here, it does not make the commissioners one dime, it does not make the assessor one dime, it does not make these two gentlemen that we've placed on this board one dime. They could be making lots of income out doing something else if they wanted to. But to be fair to the total public is our obligation, and I took an oath when I took office to do that and to treat everyone the same, no matter what their income value, no matter where they go to church, no matter what they do. I want everyone to be treated fair.
Dr. Rose, all I'd like to do before we break for lunch is I would like to hear everyone's proposals so that I can at least think about it over lunchtime to see. And that's just a request that I have. But
going back to comment about being right on, I don't question that they're right on. And I'll agree with you, Danny. It's a tough job. I mean, from what we've learned going through this a few times, I have. It's a tough job to get in your range. I've heard over is they look at you as good or perfect or whatever the term if you're 90% to 110%. I took this top sheet is the last sheet. It's what what James gave us yesterday, and it's the sales ratios that he had, adds up a total of 761 parcels. And I took and did the 90 to 110%, and I marked all those, and we've got 187 of the 761 are in that 90 to 110%. So we would say he's good or perfect or whatever term you want to use on 187 out of 761 parcels. Out of those 761 parcels, 142 of them, he was over the 1.10. So he was too high. Okay? The rest, 432 of the 761, he was too low.
Okay.
Which indicates to me, and I know it feels critical to James, I don't mean it personal, I don't mean to criticize, but it appears that there's a fairly small percentage that we're right on. And leave that there for just a second.
Okay.
And if you'll go to the next sheet I've got you there, is Richard Peterson. And I'm not sure, it happened to be a condominium. But just for an example, and I've mentioned this the other day, and what I found 2 years ago, and I see it again over and over, through, from 99 to 2006, before the index change, there was no change in value. Okay, for 6 years. In 07, we had the 6% index change, and that value went up. And then this year, for 09, it's gone up to 17,910, which is really a high percentage. And if you flip to the back page, this is a residential property, covered up the name. It's the same thing. No change between 99 and 06. In 07, we've got that. But if you look up at the 09 value, it hadn't changed. This is one of the, other than 15,000, this is one of the two-thirds that hadn't changed a bit. And the next one's the same thing. No change until 06, the index change in 07 for the 2 years, and then no change again for this year. And if you look, this one's an old house, which I've heard the state's after, and built in 75. The first one was 94. If you look at land values, 5,380, not in a subdivision, I don't think.
Which one are you on?
The last sheet I gave you.
Okay.
Land value is 5,380. I couldn't tell you where it is if you asked me, but I could find out. The middle sheet there, or next one up.
Does it give a number?
No, I left the number off because I didn't want to get somebody in trouble. You look at the one up, it's $12,000 land value. But we've seen land values, Forsyth,
well, I see the
Branson.
Land on that last one, you say is 5380 and it's 7.31 acres. I don't know what the size of this other one. I'm just going to point that out.
Okay. But it's. I'll say this. It's like my house in Kirbyville. It sits on 7.7 or something. It's a house on a large lot. I mean, it's acres. And I didn't pull mine up, but I bet if I looked at mine, I bet it would look very similar to this back one. I'm sitting on less than 8 acres. I got a house. And as James mentioned the other day, I've got a part-time business thing that's commercial, so I got some commercial on it. My point is, and again, I don't mean it critical, but I've got more information.
So what's your proposal, Chuck?
Same proposal. And that is all new construction, just like it's assessed.
Okay.
And roll everything back to today or to 08 values. And if we want to look at what we've changed in Dave's proposal, Probably ought to do that.
Gentlemen, you can't save the county a lot of money with what you're trying to propose here, because what you're basically saying is, assessor, you don't have to go out and do your job. We'll set a percentage off the complaints we hear, and you just apply them. Now, I'm not liking that at all.
I'm not saying percentage at all, James. Now, Dave's is a percentage, but mine is going back to last year's values. And to Dr. Rose's point, and you've mentioned it, you're short on help. It gives you time to go do the whole bunch.
Why do it?
Why do it?
Why do the whole bunch?
Because they all need to be fair market value.
And
I don't think they are.
Do you know the years that you referred to as things not increasing as much as you thought they'd ought to increase? State said we was perfect with their own studies and provided all the funding to this county, saying we were perfect and all the studies was fine.
I think the point in that comment is to think about, Jim, at lunch, think about us going 8 years with no value change. 6 years with no value change. And then how can you get your arms around the fact that we've gone all those years and now we're doing 25, 40, 50, 60% increases? There's no sense in that. It doesn't make common sense that we would have no raises for all those years. Even the parcels I've handed you that has had the big jump this year and had those six percent. For you look back for that, it doesn't make sense. For that period of time there would be no increase, and then we got whatever high percentage it is. It just doesn't add up.
I hate for you to make false statements, Chuck, so I want to try to protect you. 9,985 older homes took a 12.5% increase built before 2001 in that time frame you're talking about.
Okay.
Right there they are.
Okay.
But how many of those went up over 25% this year?
Oh, I don't know.
So, and I'm agreeing with what Dan said earlier. You know, we want everybody to pay their fair share. And I think that based on the information that I ran a little bit on what Chuck showed us here, some other information that Jim said is on there, my feeling is that this will raise some properties, but it's not going to put the burden on those going up that high to throw it out of line with the ones that haven't been raised. I think we need to, again, draw that level down a little bit, and I think that by doing that, everybody's going to be a little bit more their fair share of it. And then, you know, as we look at this, this is a good start. And then the next assessment period, of course, we never know what the property value is going to do. We know they're going to come down. But I'd say by 2011, we'll be a lot more in line on values on a lot of this stuff, because properties probably will come
down. The only argument I've got, or disagreement, I would say, or just thing for consideration is, we don't solve, if you believe there's inequity, you know, if you're believing that there's an inequity, you're not fixing the equity.
But do you have to fix the equity entirely in 1 year?
Our job is to equalize the county, yeah. So, but the reason I'm saying is we aren't taking into consideration, well, I guess let me put it this way. If new construction's on at 100%, which I don't think anyone's arguing that, okay, then in a, let's say condo values were at 60%, and we only raise them to, you know, we allow a 25% raise. There's still not equity there. And so we really are penalizing the values that are 100%. And I don't mean to say, we just need to make sure that's under consideration, because if we're trying to be equitable and fair, we need to be what's fair across the whole board.
And I understand that, but it brings the people that have been low
up a little bit.
Up closer to that right now. And it kind of puts then it spreads the burden. Now we've got maybe two-thirds of the county that's a little closer to value, and that spreads the burden a little bit more than where it has been. You know, if new construction mainly is up here, other properties are here and another group here, you know, then it has, I mean, these have been paying most of it. Now we're getting at least two-thirds of it closer to being equitable, okay, and this other third is what we're going to have to start working on. It's my way of
looking at it. Just, I think we ought to, everybody I trust wants fair market value and equality. I think that's a given. And I've thought about this last night, this morning, that we as a Board of Equalization, that's what we want, and that's, it says that. But thinking about it, the Board of Equalization, we can't, unless we do, unless we, the Board of Equalization, hire a reappraisal of everything, we don't have the ability to do that, I don't think.
That's correct.
And so my feeling, other than that one exception, is the Board of Equalization was created, made, designed, that we look at a handful of properties that can't work with the assessor, that go to the assessor and they can't come to agreement. They have an appeal to us. And that's not what we're trying to do. We want to do it, but it's impossible. And that's why I still think that the going to the 08 instead of the percentage is a better idea, because it puts the job to the assessor, and if the state doesn't like what he does, then they have to work that out. And it's not our job. I mean, we don't have the ability, and I don't think that's what the statute, I don't think that's what they thought we were designed to do. I mean, look at what we've been through. Just, I mean, we've tried. We've struggled. I mean, we have really tried to do what's right, and I don't think it's
right.
You hear me,
Dave? Thank the only you. Thing I would say is part of your proposal is I would. I mean, we can discuss that. Dr. Rosen, what was your proposal? Is it the same as Dave's?
Basically, yes. I started at 20.
Okay.
Dave said 25. I said I could buy that. My wife said, why don't you go to 30? That's still not unreasonable. And just is some cap to avoid the people, and maybe somewhere out here right now, that said that it's just too much in 1 year to swallow. And this, I go back on Jim. Now, everybody gets a shot at Jim sooner or later. I might as well. No, I'm kidding.
Which Jim?
I've come in the 2 years I've been on this to appreciate a great deal of how complicated his job is.
Ditto.
So, I'm sure there are some mistakes out there, and they will be corrected ultimately. But I don't think. I just don't believe things can be done overnight because somebody says everything goes to fair market duty and we're all able to do that, either him by changing them or us by adjusting them. But to me, if you give him an extra year and a half to say, okay, now work towards 11 now of evening, you know, do some study, find out which ones are kind of out of line here.
The problem you're going to get for 011, and it's not a problem, it's a lovely situation. Things are going to go down. There's no doubt everything's going to go down. And what you're asking me to do, and Dave, I appreciate it, and Dr. Rose and Chuck and everybody, is to take new construction, the development of new subdivision lots, and all the aspects of appraisal to market value while not allowing me to get the problems that we have directed here to market value. You're going to give a reduction away from market value to a portion of the people while asking me to maintain subdivision prices, new construction prices, at market value, but yet move away from market value with your proposal.
Well, we're trying to get closer to market value, but just not all at one time.
I know you're trying to get closer. But trying to get closer to a $100,000 lot that we had the sale substantiated on is not, and you asked me to do that, and we're to be at market value to Constitution. And thank goodness they put the mass appraisal practice into play in this, because everyone knows that there's a little bit of flaw area in the mass appraisal practice because we have to do so much, because we have to stretch that tape 4 times 44,000 around the building. I mean, it's a mass appraisal. That's why I accept these appraisals that come in. I want to accept them to the penny for what these certified appraisers call, because they spend the time. They spend the time to get it absolutely perfect. And I appreciate it.
This, when we first started coming here in about 1985, and we started after a year or so of motels, we decided to start looking for a condo. In 1985, there were very few condos in this town. You had to go looking for them actively in order to find some place to buy. And look at what it is now. Mm-hmm. It's gone crazy. And that's the reason I have some... Normally, you would expect something would go and the values would go up. But when you get the law of supply and demand with the number of supplies that we have of condos now in this town, and are still building more.
Well, Dr. Rosen, that's an important statement, though. And what I want to bring before this board, you've heard it many times, but I'm going to repeat it. Under all the studies that says I'm so bad right now, didn't start till 2005. All those studies said everything was fine. The assessor's not supposed to do nothing. If you're at a perfect 19% in a ratio study performed by the state, you don't go out and raise stuff 25% in those years. Because guess what? You're not at 19 any longer. You're at 22 or 3, and that's non-compliant to ratio. So this is all supplied by studies from the state telling me what to do.
If I had an objection or criticism of your office, it would be more on whether or not the fair market value is still there. And it's difficult, I know, because when it's in a decline, and we're not supposed to use the latest figures and that, but people see that when they have to sell. What is fair market value? That's a term that bothers me.
The general warranty deed lets you say a dollar and other considerations.
James, I've heard you and you said so. We've all heard it over and over that they said you were right in, what did you say, 05?
Since 99. I never received a bad ratio until 2005.
And, you know, I don't know what to think about that. But for us to go back to my argument of 05 or 06 being right and to have the kind of increases that we are, again, my argument is something ain't right. Either you weren't right then, they were wrong, that you weren't right. I mean, properties just haven't gone up that much. They're just...
I think properties went up for 4 or 5 years there. They kept going up. We were a very popular area, and it was a kind of a boom area. Real estate was booming down here, but it did level off the last year or two. But that brings about if we were off in 07 and we knew it from 05, why wasn't 07 raised up some?
It was.
To get us...
16%.
All these properties
everything.
Went up?
Everything. But the study from 07...
I thought you said the index only went up.
No. So, the whole value went up 16%, Dave, of everything.
All structures, you said, right?
The land and everything went up 16% in 07. Not just the structure value went up in 07. We tried to get to where the state said we was off by 7%.
Explain your 16%.
Okay, hold on.
According to
07 to, compared to 09, right?
07? 05 to 07
okay.
Values.
Okay, let me run that report. Okay. You can keep on talking. I'm sorry.
We've got that. Bob, you know the spreadsheet that we took to court with us that showed all the counties and their increase to 07.
But, James, you're not saying that all houses...
In the boxes that were from trial.
Right, right.
You're not saying that all houses, all properties went up 16%. You're saying those properties as a whole went up 16%.
Right.
The average or median.
Exactly. Right. All properties didn't go up.
I thought they did. Jim says they haven't.
They went up 6%, not 16%. There was increases in your reappraising and whatnot caused them to go up 16%.
I raised lands that you just referred to that I didn't raise lands. I did the reassessment process, and there's false numbers out there that we didn't increase anything. I know we did. It's on the Form 11A right here in our clerk's office that I went up 16%.
I don't
oh,
think.
Oh, man, you went up 32%.
I don't think.
In 07.
In 07.
I don't
sure,
think
the increases are there. I've never sat around and not done my job as what I'm directed to do.
But median or average has increased each.
Right.
But not
right.
Individual properties across the board.
Huh?
Not individual properties across the board.
No.
Not every property got the same increase.
Right. That's why I ran this report to contradict the state saying we went up 6%. We went up 12.8% over the same time frame on the older houses. But the state says, no, you didn't. You just went up 6.4 and, in fact, got that in the judgment.
James, I never said you didn't raise lots because you've raised lots. I mean,
Old Remus, Emerald Bay.
Look at Kelly Trimble. I mean, Branson's lots went up tons.
City of Branson, City of Hollister has went up on their lot value every reassessment cycle, I believe, since I've been in office.
I think we need to take a lunch break.
Hey, one thing before we go to lunch, anybody, they're having a benefit upstairs in the recorder's office to help a fellow that's dealing with, I think, leukemia or something like that. Upstairs, anybody wants to eat lunch up there?
Well, it's a tough decision for a group of individuals to make, and no matter what decision we make, it's not going to be satisfactory to the public. It's not going to be satisfactory to each one of us individuals. We can agree. I mean, we've sat here and we've heard no increase. We've heard 20% increase. We've heard 30% increase. You know, it's not going to be an easy decision for us to make. And the public is definitely, the old saying is, you can't please everybody. But I say that we can try to equalize. And if we can't get it equalized at this point, and I'm going to be the first one to say that if things don't drop, and I hope that it's untrue, but if things don't drop in 2011, there's something really serious wrong. But hopefully we'll have a turnaround in the economy of enough that we can do those things. I know that if we don't do our job as five individuals sitting here, I don't want to ever hear another word about us not getting our money, because that is exactly what's going to happen on the decision made by these five people, is the fact that we have decided that we're not going to raise this or raise that, and the state's going to withhold our funding. And whether we change or not, I think they're going to withhold our money anyway.
I have one question before we go, because I agree with Bob down there that it could be considered a conflict of interest if I were to vote on David's proposal, because I would save a little money. So I don't think I should. But I think I would have to ask this question here. Is there anybody else on this board, the voting members now, who had their taxes raised more than 25%? Their assessed value?
I'd have to look, Dr. Rose. I'd have to look at my fossils.
I know mine did
one up. I sit in the shoes that James was talking about. I got a new house, and I still haven't added stuff up. I think James is pretty close on it. I've got an old house in Kirbyville. I haven't looked at it, but I bet I'm way low of what I would sell it for.
Well, I don't want this, anything we do, to reflect the fact that we're trying to go against the assessor. It's just that we're trying to solve some problems here. And in my opinion, by going up the 25% on those properties, we're going to have to look at some of the others, definitely, over the next couple of years. But in 2011, you're right, the values are going to be down. So that means all of these are going to be up there pretty close. And I think if studies are done by the state 6 months from now, we're a year into these low prices, I think they're going to find that we're a lot closer
I wouldn't be concerned with the state. They're going to run their own numbers, and right. We're going to look. If they want us to look bad, they will run the right study to make us look bad.
But are you going to make Jim Stroffus answer to all the people that just went up 24% and didn't get a decrease?
I mean, I'm not ready for a proposal yet. I'm not ready for a motion yet.
They went up 24% and what?
Well, suppose people went up 24%.
If people went up 24% and they claim they're too high.
If I'm at 100%, you're vote's going to vote to increase my taxes.
No. Yeah, it is. Not if you're at 100%.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Because all of a sudden his burden, the burden came this way more.
Sure.
And you're doing it to people who didn't even appeal here today.
James
has achieved more equalization by increasing condos and at least some other residential values. A motion with a cap is a motion to be less equal than James is now. Now, the average for the class under a uniformity argument, the average for the class, which was put up on the board by Mr. Ruta, where he said he did not include the condos along with the non-condo residential, he used two figures. One was 59% and the other was 75%, depending upon whether you took the sales letters or you took the actual sales.
Jim, no, don't bring it up.
So anyway, if you took his values and averaged those in, say it was at 77 or 78% or even 80%, okay, rather than 100% or 98%. Then that would warrant a uniformity claim for those who have appealed based upon uniformity or equalization to reduce theirs down to 78 or 80% of their true market value. So that would be the remedy under a uniformity argument for those who have appealed. But I don't care what you do. I'm just.
But you said something there that at the first about condos going up.
I'm sorry.
Could have waited until
1 o'clock,
and we could have had a time to.
1 o'clock, we'll convene.
I mean, because we could talk until 1, and then we have a 1 o'clock call. Recorder's office.